Inside the Gate. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Jane Wallace Mitchell. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Waiting for Grandma.
Today it is dusty outside. The wind is whipping at the earth and sending clouds of brown dirt all around the town. I sit here on the doorstep and watch the women come back from work. Finally, I see Grandma carrying her basket. She's covered in dust and looks tired, but she smiles when she sees me.
"What are you up to, Kemsy?"
she asks. "Waiting for you," I say. "I want you to come and help me plant trees."
"Trees?" asks Grandma.
I tell Grandma that someone came to speak to us at school today about tree planting. I tell her I want to help out in the nursery just out of town where they grow the trees. We need the trees to give us wood, shade, and fruit, and to help keep the earth well, I say quickly. Grandma laughs and puts her basket down.
"Oh, ho, 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 you go if you want, but I have to make dinner,"
she says. For a moment, I feel bad. I shouldn't leave Grandma now. I should help her chop wood for the fire and cook the food she got at the market. Since Mum and Dad died, Grandma has been looking after all our family. It's hard work for her.
Chapter 2. Out of Town.
I look at Grandma, not sure what to do.
"Go, go. But come back with some wood and some fruit,"
she jokes. "Okay," I say, and I turn and run as fast as I can, out the door and down the dusty street out of town. I follow an old track that leads towards the hills. Suddenly, in front of me, I see the nursery. It is like a sea of green. There are trees of all kinds and a huge vegetable garden. I step inside the gate. It is quiet here, safe from the wind, and it smells so good.
Chapter 3. Welcome to the Nursery.
A voice says, "Hello, I saw you at school today, didn't I?" I whip around to see the person who came to talk to my class.
"Welcome," she says, and holds out her hand.
"I am McKenna."
"I'm Kemsy," I say. At the back of the nursery, people are putting small trees into sacks. One of them is my friend Anne. We help put the trees on the back of a truck, ready for McKenna to take them to farms to be planted. It's hard work, but it's fun with Anne. She makes a joke out of everything. McKenna comes with drinks and bananas for us. We sit down.
"When I first came here," says McKenna, "there was nothing, just dirt. We made a dam."
She points past the trees to what looks like a huge pile of sand.
"There's a lot of water in there now to feed the plants." After that, we made a little nursery and grew our first trees.
I look around. It's hard to think that this place used to be just dirt. McKenna starts speaking again.
Years ago, this country was very green. But people started chopping down trees to make way for farms. And soon it became a dry, dusty place. People didn't understand then how much we needed the trees.
Chapter 4. Coming Back.
I want to stay longer, but it is getting late. Can we come back? I ask McKenna.
Of course,
she says.
You girls can even have your own plants to look after. We will give you a little money for every tree you can grow and pass on to a farmer.
I smile, thinking how much that would help Grandma.
This is to say thank you for your work today,
says McKenna. She hands us two large bags each. It is almost dark when I get home. Grandma, look! I say as I rush inside and open up the bags I have with me. Grandma stares at me and then at the bags. And she laughs.
Fruit and wood,
she says. Just what we need.